We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hour number two of the Rob Brown Radio Program starts right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It is the Fan Upstate, Robin the Great One, Lonzo with you here on a Wednesday morning. It is NFL Draft Eve morning, dudes and dudettes. Tomorrow night, it's NFL Christmas, and I would like to take just a moment out of your very busy morning to remind you right now that tomorrow, live at Dave and Buster's in Greenville, South Carolina, Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson will be live from 3 to 7 p.m. That's at Dave & Buster's in the GVL. Yeah! From 3 to 7 tomorrow afternoon. And joining them on the show from 5 to 7 p.m. is everybody's favorite, sexiest, beast modiest NFL draft analyst of all, me.
Beast modiest?
Yeah.
Is that like Latin?
Yeah, well, it's like beast mode, but I'm the beast modiest, you know, of all the beast modes. Tomorrow's one of the days on the calendar that we look forward to the most. I love the draft.
So if you're looking for a place to watch the draft, come out to Dave and Buster's and admire Diesel's beard. I mean, you're going to notice it when you walk through the door. It's an amazing thing. Put it right up there with the Mona Lisa, possibly the Leaning Tower of Pisa, you know, the Eiffel Tower. It should be, what are we up to, 8 wonders now or 9 wonders? One of the wonders of the world.
7, isn't it? Or do we add more?
Well, Andre the Giant, I think, was the 8th.
Well, yeah.
So I think Diesel's beard would be the 9th.
The 7 wonders of the ancient world. Can you name them? How many can you get?
No. Did I name any when I just named some? I
mean,
Leaning Tower of Pisa, is that
not? Is not one.
Okay. Nope. The Parthenon.
That's a great guess, but no.
The Sistine Chapel.
That is not one.
Okay. This is ancient. So is this like
7 wonders of the ancient world.
Is this AD or BC?
These are all BC.
A little shady on my BC.
Great Pyramid of Giza.
Okay.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Although we don't actually know that existed, so it's kind of tough for me to put that on the list. The Statue of Zeus at Olympia.
Okay.
The Temple of Artemis at Ephesus. The Mausoleum at Halicarnassus. The Colossus of Rhodes, and the Lighthouse of Alexandria.
All right, so all these things appear to be Greek, right?
No, I mean, you got the Egyptians in there, you got the Assyrians in there.
The majority appear to be Greek.
The majority are Greek, yes. Yeah, the majority are Greek.
Who wrote history at the time because, you know.
Ooh, there's a Wikipedia article for 8th wonder of the world. These are all things that folks have tried to get added to the list.
Yeah, but they're all wrong. It was Andre the Giant.
Yeah, I agree. I almost bought an 8th Wonder of the World t-shirt a couple of weeks ago. Now I feel like now that it's come up, I feel like I have to.
All right, Diesel, I just want to say, when you get beard t-shirts made that say 9th Wonder of the World, you owe me a percentage.
You know he's going to get one that says 8th Wonder, right? Like he's going to try to adapt that.
He doesn't recognize wrestling as an actual thing.
He might give him credit, not because of the wrestling, but because of the acting, the Princess Bride.
Princess Bride, yeah.
Anybody want a peanut?
Ah, Trey says China was the 9th wonder. Okay, so you got to be the 10th wonder, you know, which sounds better anyway.
I'm going to call him that on the air tomorrow when he asks me what 8 and 9 are. Just unleash. Can't wait. Tomorrow, Dave and Buster's in Greenville, Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson from 3 to 7. I will be sitting in on the show with them from 5 until 7 tomorrow, and then we'll be hanging out watching the draft. Come on by. Going to be a good time.
Also, Cole Bryson, hater of wrestling, supposedly, but I have a picture proof in my phone that he was at WrestleMania.
Yeah, he didn't pass it. You know, if he really hated it, he would have been like, nah, I don't care. I'm not going. But he went because he knows. He gets it. He gets it. Hey, speaking of Monday Night Raw coming up here in mid-May, and we do not know who it's going to be yet, but we do know we will be joined by, at the least, 2 Raw superstars between here and there.
If you're listening, the bump is real.
Yeah, the Rob Brown Show bump is real.
You want to be on this show.
I want you to know that yesterday evening, I reached out to the young lady who is our PR rep, our contact with WWE. She's the marketing person around this area. And I said to her,
she's the one who wouldn't let Gunther chop you.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
I reached out to her and I said, hey, lady, I'd just like to point out, you brought in Gunther. He goes on to the most dominant IC title reign of all time. You bring on R-Truth. He wins the tag team championship at WrestleMania. I said, and I'm not going to bring it up to you, but we had folks on from that other company who immediately became champions afterwards. I'm not saying you should bring me whoever you guys want to be the next big thing, but the Rob Brown Show bump is real. And she just wrote back, LOL, K. Like, all right, that's good. You know what? I got acknowledged. That's all I needed. I'm on the radar, all right? Acknowledged. That's all I'm looking for. All right. It is 7:06 in the morning. You, ladies and gentlemen, are inside of 54 minutes remaining. And to you, if you're in East Coast time, if you're in Central time, you're not in quite as much of a hurry. But if you're in East Coast time, you're less than 54 minutes away from having a clock in, answer all those passive-aggressive emails, do at least a little bit of work on that big project you've been putting off so that you can, you know, lie to your boss and tell him that you care. I know what you want. Zoe know what you want. We know what you want. You want to take that first break. You want to walk down the hall. You want to stand around that water cooler with your coworkers, and you want to talk sports. And if you want to talk sports, you need to know what's going on. If you need to know what's going on, you need this.
I'm blaming the heat. I didn't have it up. That's what I was going to do.
Whatever. It is the water cooler cheat sheet, the top 3 sports stories you need to know before you get to work this AM for today, April 24th, 2024. Let's dive right in with hour number 1. NBA playoffs remain and will remain for at least a couple more weeks. Your big story in the world of professional sports. 3 games going down yesterday in game number 1. The Timberwolves rocked the Suns. The Suns are cooked, bro. I kept saying, what did I say? You want a chance to win this, PHX? You better make Devin Booker a star. They tried to last night. He went 6 of 13 from the field,
Rob,
1 of 6 from deep.
Hey, Rob, where's Kevin Durant play?
Kevin Durant and his 18 points of 6 of 15 and 0 of 2 from the arc plays for the Phoenix Suns. Kevin Durant could not get it done. Devin Booker did lead all scorers for the Suns last night. The Suns got a total of, I think they got 28 points off the bench. They had 4 starters reach double figures. Nurkic got 10. Bradley Beal got 14. Kevin Durant got 18. And Devin Booker got 20. Now, in fairness, Grayson Allen, who got that fat stat contract a couple of days ago, did leave this game. He rolled his right ankle for like the 93rd time this season and had to be removed from the game. Played only 17 minutes.
Was he trying to trip? Because sometimes when you try to trip, if you overstep it, you might.
Shockingly, he was actually playing good basketball last night. Went for a rebound last night, came down wonky on the right ankle and had to leave the game. And look, Minnesota's just a better team. All 5 starters for them in double figures, 25 for McDaniels, 18 for Gobert and Conley, 15 for Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, Karl Anthony Towns, 12. Here's the interesting thing, great one, about the Minnesota Timberwolves. We've been talking about this team as if it is Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns, and it is. They're the best two players. They had 15 and 12 respectively. They were outscored by McDaniels. They were outscored by Gobert. They were outscored by Conley, and they barely outscored, coming off of the bench, Nico Alexander Walker, who had 10. That should terrify you. The fact that the Timberwolves are out here smoking Phoenix, and that's with their two biggest stars being okay. Pacers Bucks last night. God, this was a massacre, dude. The Pacers apparently took the game one win of the Bucks very personally. They came out and won 125-108 over the Milwaukee Bucks, and the game was never really close. Like, Indiana just kind of let, they did what Milwaukee did the other night. Yeah, we're gonna let you score, but we also know we're gonna score. How about this from the Bucks? As a team, they shot 56% from the floor and 45% from behind the arc. 50 of 90 from field goal range, 16 of 36 from the floor. Shot only 14 free throws. They didn't make 9 of them in the game. Every statistical category, the Pacers won last night. This team just got dangerous. That series is now level at a game apiece. And in the last game last night, a game that I just did not have it in me to stay up and watch, and I wished I would have now because it was apparently the most competitive game on the docket, the Dallas Mavericks have drawn their first round series against the LA Clippers, even with a 96-93 win. I don't know if you've heard this before, but that Luka Doncic kid, pretty good at basketball. 32 points on 11 of 26 from the floor. The Mavs shot 42% from both the field and from three last night. They got 23 out of Kyrie Irving and 18 out of PJ Washington. On the flip side, the Clippers went back to being the Clippers. 22 from George and Harden. Not a whole heck of a lot else from anybody else. Kawhi got 15, 13 from Zubac, and that was it. They shot 37, less than 37% from the floor. They went 8 of 30 from deep. Good for 26.7%. 21 of 26 from the stripe. The Mavs made it look easy last night. A 96-93 game. That team should have won by 25 points. That team got enough out of Luka to juice a win. And I'm going to say this, that series does not feel over to me at all. It doesn't. The fact that the Clippers shot, what I say, 44% and 20-something percent from three, and yet lost this game by three, they're still very much alive. That series has got a chance to be very competitive. We continue this evening and wrap up our game twos in the East and the West tonight. We have got opening up Miami at Boston, game number two. New Orleans at Oklahoma City, game number two. We do have a couple of series now, as last night two road teams got the first two road W's of the playoffs. Let's very quickly run through items number two and number three. Caitlin Clark, once again making history. She was awarded last night the Sullivan Award. That award goes to the best Olympic or collegiate athlete in America. It honors not just excellence on the field of competition, but also leadership, et cetera, off of it. That's not notable. What's notable is Caitlin Clark just became the first ever two-time a winner of the Sullivan Award. Caitlin Clark still out there making history. And finally, item number three, your NHL Stanley Cup playoffs last night. Four games, and the series are competitive or not. The Rangers get the Capitals 4-3 last night. They end up putting DC down in a 2-0 hole. The Panthers win the best hockey game I have watched all year, a 3-2 overtime win over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Verhaeghe gets the OT game winner less than 3 minutes into the extra frame. The Avalanche found themselves down 1-0 early, then down 2-1 late, and then scored four consecutive to end the game. Colorado ties the series with Winnipeg, a 5-2 dub last night. And finally, late into the evening, our Nashville Predators, the 4-1 win over the Canucks last night. Forsberg was brilliant in this game. The Canucks now tied up with the Preds. That series all square at 1-1. There's your water cooler cheat sheet. When we come back, we have made our first two selections. Caleb Williams to the Bears, Jaden Daniels to the Commanders. We move on to picks 3 and 4. The New England Patriots are on the clock in the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft. That continues next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The first two picks of the Rob Brown Show mock draft are in. The Chicago Bears selected Caleb Williams, the quarterback out of USC. The Washington Commanders went second and selected Jaden Daniels, the quarterback out of LSU. That means we arrive at pick number 3. It belongs to the New England Patriots. Now, before I give you the pick, let me be clear. This is my first trade down spot. I think that the Patriots, much as we talked about with the Commanders at 2, can get a haul here because there are 3 quarterbacks on the board that are believed to be top flight. I do not buy into J.J. McCarthy being in that group. The last quarterback available after Caleb Williams comes off the board at 1 and Jaden Daniels 2 is Drake May out of the University of North Carolina. There are, as we have mentioned, a number of teams looking for a quarterback. And the question mark is, if you've got a team that is looking for a quarterback that can come in and make an immediate change, make an immediate impact, and you're a GM that feels like perhaps you were on the hot seat, you might be willing to mortgage a little bit because, hey, if my guy comes in and he hits, my job is safe. And if my guy comes in and he does not hit, then who the hell cares if I gave away a treasure chest of draft picks because I won't work here anymore. And I think there are a few teams in that spot. So I very much think the New England Patriots are a very likely trade down team. The one thing that hurts them, in my opinion, is that you won't have a quarterback if you don't, right? Unless you're gonna gamble it all on Spencer Williams or Michael Penix Jr. being there on the board wherever you trade down to, which if you trade down into the middle of the round, you're probably still overdrafting one of those guys there, and you just got to eat it because you picked up a bunch of draft picks, or you trade into the late first round or somewhere in the second round, and you end up in a spot where none of the second or third tier quarterbacks are still available. Big risk here for New England because I do think they have to leave this draft with a QB. With that being said, the New England Patriots pick is in. With the third overall selection in the 2024 The Rob Brown Show mock draft, the New England Patriots select, I know, still a bunch of shockers going down early, Drake May, the quarterback out of North Carolina. I know. Yep, this is the easy pick. This is the no-doubter. This is the no-brainer. They got to have a QB. Drake May, I think, is enough of a departure from what the Patriots have done at this position, whether it was with Brady or Mac Jones. He is a physical quarterback. He is a quarterback that I think gives them a little bit more of a presence all over the field as opposed to a guy who stands in the pocket and tries to deliver the football like a traditional pocket passer quarterback. There are some elements of Drake May's game that I am somewhat concerned about. There are some elements of his game that I worry about. Here is what Infinity Network Insiders had to say. That's it. I don't know that there is a better way to describe Drake May. He is a prototypical quarterback who can make most of the throws. Now, there are some spots with Drake May that I do get a little bit concerned about. Number one, his mechanics break down under pressure. You give Drake May a clean quarterback, a clean pocket to throw out of, he hits targets. You put Drake May under pressure and the ball starts to fly a little bit on him. I think he's got a throwing motion that is a little bit too lengthy for the NFL. I think it's a little bit too long. It's a mechanics issue. And when you combine those two things, when a quarterback loses accuracy under pocket and he's got a little bit too weak of a passing mechanic behind him to make up for that, that's where I get a little bit concerned. I worry about the pressure. 16 career interceptions. I watched a lot of them over the past week as we were getting ready for our draft spectacular tomorrow at Dave and Buster's. A lot of the picks that were thrown by Drake May were thrown because of poor decisions. Now, a lot of those poor decisions were gutsy decisions. A lot of those poor decisions were decisions where Drake May believed, I can make this throw. I will make this throw. I think this throw is going to get there, and he just didn't get the ball there. That's confidence. And certainly that's one of the things that you want out of your quarterback is confidence that he can and will make those throws. However, at the next level, as we have said many times, everybody is an All-American in the defensive backfield. Those throws are going to be more common. They're going to be more frequent. My question is, can he get to a point like a Bo Nix where he looks down the football field and he goes, all right, I think I can make that throw, but I can't put my team in a risky spot. I can't take the risk. I can't take the gamble there. And he pulls back. There's a lot I do like. I think of the three quarterbacks that we have talked so far, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May, I think he might be the best, the most comfortable quarterback in the pocket. He climbs the pocket. He does not bail out of the pocket. He does not panic in the pocket. You put him under pressure, the decision-making goes downward. You put him under pressure, he gets a little more inconsistent with his mechanics, but he's not afraid. He stands in the pocket, he climbs in the pocket, and he delivers the football. My only question mark is, can you clean up the mechanics under pressure so that when he is under pressure, he doesn't break down as a passer? And if the answer to that is yes, that I think there is absolutely a possibility Drake May can be a quarterback. I do not believe that Drake May is going to be an all-timer. I don't believe he's going to be a repeated Pro Bowler. But I will say, great one. If you asked me for a player comparison for Drake May, the best answer I can come up with is Josh Allen. That's the vibe he gives. a lot of the similar characteristics in terms of his draft profile. Similar style game to me, reminds me of Josh Allen. And you will remember, when Josh Allen got drafted, he got drafted behind Josh Rosen. Why? Because of the exact same draft profile. Concerned about his mechanics, concerned about his ability to maintain composure under pressure, and I'd say he's done just fine. We move on to pick number four. The Arizona Cardinals sit at number four. This is the number one most likely trade down spot in the entire first round of the NFL draft. This is a team that can get a haul. I do not think it is as lucrative as everybody else makes it out to be, because I do not believe that the NFL is as in on J.J. McCarthy. I know we keep hitting on this. He's the variable that makes the valuation on these early picks what they are. I still think there is a guy sitting there at number four that makes this spot very, very valuable to the Cardinals. And I do think the Cardinals are enough in a rebuild that they will have to take the value over the potential player at number four. The pick is in. With the fourth overall selection in the 2024, the Rob Brown Show mock draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State. Marvin Harrison Jr., again, very, very little room for critique here. I do have a couple. I got a couple of things he can clean up. I think the first thing is Marvin Harrison Jr. is slow off of press coverage. That is something he is going to face regularly at the next level, especially considering he's going to be the best receiver in the room when he gets to the Arizona Cardinals, if that's where he goes. Honestly, he's going to be the best receiver in the room wherever he goes, because nobody's going to be willing to trade away the number of picks you would have to trade to Arizona to get to four, unless you are desperate, in which case he will be the best receiver in the room. He is going to see a ton of press coverage, and he's a little slow to break a press coverage, get to the outside, and make something happen. There's one more thing that I get concerned about. Those little grabs, those little, you know how defensive backs, when a guy's breaking into or out of a route, they're not going to hold, but you know how they might just put a hand on a shoulder pad. They might try to turn. You're trying to get hips
They
sunk.
Are holding, but go ahead.
You try to get as a wide receiver, your hips sunk. That is elementary level wide receiver. When you are about to change a route, cut inside, outside, fade inside, outside, the first thing that turns is your hips. You sink the hips down to the ground. That lowers the center of gravity. The closer your center of gravity is to the ground, the easier it is for you to turn. I want you to think about in terms of a car. When you look at, for instance, NASCAR stock cars, what do they try to do? Those cars are low to the ground. The fenders, the bumpers, the side panels on those cars are on the ground. Why? Because the lower the center of gravity, the easier it is to take forward momentum and bend it in a different direction. Marvin Harrison Jr. runs great routes. The problem that I have is when he is trying to get to that cut, defensive backs can hit him. And I'm not talking about a hold. I'm talking about just pop the shoulder pad, and it disrupts his body flow. He's going to have to learn how to work through that contact, because when you get to a point that your routes are being disrupted, you throw off the ability to create that timing with the quarterback. It is honestly maybe the only critique I have. There's one more that I can coach out of him. One of the things that I think he does in those change of direction routes, right? Crossing pattern, corner route, whatever. He tends to stutter step when he's going to change direction, even on a flow route. When I say flow, I mean like a corner route, where you should not stutter step if you're going to diagonal off your route, whether it's to the goalpost or to the out corner or whatever. Stutter steps are when you are doing a 90 degree or greater angle back to the quarterback. That's where you're going to sink those hips, stutter step, get the hips turned, the shoulders follow, and you release. The problem is when he is getting down the field, if he's got a defender in his pocket, he tends to stutter step before he runs a flow route, and that's got to go by the next level. That is honestly the only critiques that I have about Marvin Harrison Jr.
I feel bad for him, and I think I don't think it's abnormal to feel bad for certain players who are great in college, knowing that they're going to go to a bad team. I'm looking forward to a second contract because he's going to a place where he's probably not going to thrive too much because of the quarterback. And because with all the hype that the quarterback got, they don't win very much, and I don't think he gets the ball that much.
I think he's the best option they have. I mean,
well,
I think
absolutely, he will be the best option they have. It just depends on if the diminutive one will have time to throw it to him or will decide to run with that phone.
It feels like Arizona has bought into the belief that Kyler Murray can do it. He needed some time, maybe longer than they like. The question mark is, have they bought into Kyler Murray because they're the ones that put him there and they don't want to admit they're wrong, or have they bought into Kyler Murray because they have seen some stuff out there that they think they can coach up to the next level? If the second one is true, Marvin Harrison Jr.'s got a shot. If not, it might be an early and difficult set of struggles for Marvin Harrison Jr. Here's the one misconception, and then we got to run to a break. I think a lot of people think this guy's a fly receiver. He's a nine route guy, right? Put him in the X. When the ball snap, I want you to sprint it. He's not that guy. He's a route runner. I just need to break down the fundamentals. Back after this with the Los Angeles Chargers on the clock next. It is the Fan Upstate. Before we get to the LA Superchargers, we played a fun little game during the break there. Quick, honor system. $1, metaphorically speaking, of course, to you. Here, I'll make it easier. 5 Rob Brown Show points to you. If you can name an Arizona Cardinal wide receiver right now without looking it up. I asked Lonzo. I asked the 103 people that are currently watching our stream at facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, The Fan Upstate on YouTube, or The Rob Brown Show on Twitch. So I asked 104 people directly during the break, name me an Arizona Cardinal wide receiver right now that's on the team right now today. And one guy got one wide receiver. One dude got one wide receiver. Shane popped in and got Greg Dortch. And that was it. That was it. Marvin, the more I thought about it during the break, though, you know, I've been sitting here saying like, oh, Arizona's the definite trade back spot. Now that I look at the depth chart, I don't know if they are, dude. I think they've got to get a Marvin Harrison Jr. here. Because
yeah,
otherwise, they're screwed.
If you're going to stick with Kyler Murray and you believe in him, or even if you're not, yeah, with the guys they have, you got to go Harrison
Jr. I think you have to. Which brings us now, ladies and gentlemen.
Unless a team ahead of them decides to take him. And doesn't take a quarterback.
Ain't happening. 0% chance. 0.001% chance.
Washington goes, you know what? We want that receiver.
That Washington Commanders.
New England goes, you know what? We want that receiver.
No chance. Both of those teams. Listen, having a great wide receiver means not jack all if you've got no quarterback. It means nothing if you've got no quarterback.
I would say that's Arizona.
You would. Arizona wouldn't say that.
Oh, I know.
And they're
obviously
the ones making the decision.
Obviously. They're surrounding them with winners, though, aren't they?
Isn't that kind of a point in Kyler Murray's favor, though? Isn't it, I mean, like, the best wide receivers in Arizona are
I know
Greg
we're
Dortch.
I know we're losing, but it's because of, yeah.
No, that's okay. What I'm saying. Like, this feels like one of those things. I know you and I butted heads on this many times because, like, you look at a quarterback, and my argument is, there's 100 other factors that impact the quarterback's ability to succeed or fail. I can't look at him
because I've seen guys who do more with less, and then you see guys who do less with more, and then you see guys who just can't handle whatever situation they're in.
Again, and I know I've made kind of the same argument with Justin Fields, right? Like, I blame it on Chicago the last couple of years, but I think that the opposite end of that can be true, which is he hasn't really gotten anything to work with in Arizona outside of having one guy. There's always been the Fitzgerald or the Nuke or whoever, but it's always one guy. It's not like they built anything. Their wide receivers right now in Arizona are Michael Wilson, Chris Moore, and Greg Dortch. Who you leaning on, bro? The more I think about it, the more I think Arizona may have to stay at four and take Marvin Harrison Jr. Which brings us, ladies and gentlemen, to pick number five on the clock now. Jim Harbaugh and his LA Superchargers. They got their quarterback. They're leaning. They're riding with Justin Herbert. Now, there's the outside shock of shock picks where Jim Harbaugh decides draft number one, I'm blowing the whole damn thing up. And he goes and he drafts J.J. McCarthy, his quarterback in college, to be his quarterback in the National Football League. I'm going to say that if I am the general manager and Jim Harbaugh comes to me and goes, hey, man, you know what I'd really like? I'd like to bring my guy. I'd like to bring J.J. McCarthy here. I would look Jim deep in his eyes and I would say,
by the way, just want to point out, I know we're not talking trades, but why did the Chargers not trade with Arizona to get Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Because Marvin Harrison Jr. does not have such a great step up on a very talented Malik Nabers that even to move up one spot, the quantity of picks that you would have to give Arizona, because you've got to not just say, hey, Arizona, like we want Marvin more than we want Malik. You've also got to attach enough to that trade to where they go, we believe Malik Nabers plus this much is as valuable to us as Marvin Harrison Jr. And I don't know. I'm not saying they'd be unwilling to do that. I just don't know that they would.
I'm sorry, is a pick in yet?
Ladies and gentlemen, for the Los Angeles, I almost called him San Diego again. For the Los Angeles Superchargers, the pick is in. With the fifth overall selection in the 2024 Rob Bronco mock draft, the LA Chargers select Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU. About as good of a profile as I've heard so far. About as good as you can put together there. There's a lot of things Malik does very, very well. We talked earlier about the inability of, now, not inability, the struggle of Malik, of Marvin Harrison Jr. into press coverage at the line. We talked a little bit about his inability to break out of that press coverage. Malik Nabers is the exact opposite. Malik Nabers burns pass guys off the line. And the thing that allows, if you are a wide receiver, that I think Malik Nabers can really excel at the next level, and this is excelente for Justin Herbert. If you can get a guy in press coverage off of you, if you can get them backpedaling because that first step and the break of contact is so good, that's a swim move. Say break coverage.
Okay, I thought you were a dodgeball referee.
If you can break that press coverage and you can get a guy on his heels, it opens up the stop or the out route for you that quickly. Because if a guy's in your face playing press and you get a step on him, outside, inside, wherever, you get a step, you break that contact, and you get him playing catch up, one of two things happens. Either A, he's on his heels backpedaling, which means that in the time it takes you to sink the hips, plant the ankle, and turn, he has got to sink the hips, stop the backward momentum, plant the back foot, and then accelerate back to you. This is why somebody who can quickly burn press coverage becomes invaluable. And they're not going to have a billion yards at the end of every game, but they will have a lot of catches. You know, you're looking at a wide receiver that have a 3.4, 3.5 yards per game through the air number. There are some things that I worry about here with Malik Nabers, because I think that his hands, and I'm not talking about catching the ball, I'm talking getting into fights with defensive backs. His hands are excellent. His change of speed is excellent. There are a couple of people, not many, there's a couple of people who think Malik Nabers will be a better NFL wide receiver than Marvin Harrison Jr. because he's more versatile in what he can do. But there are some concerns. Number one, his routes are not consistent and clean. Marvin Harrison Jr. has consistently clean routes. You know the route he's running, and he's going to run it, and he runs it with precision and accuracy. Marvin Harrison doesn't necessarily do that. He is not a great route runner, not an elite route runner. He does have the speed to make up for that, but at the NFL level, you've got to have a guy. Number two, we talked about Marvin Harrison Jr. One of the things we talked about, his ability to sink the hips and change routes. That is something Malik Nabers needs to work on as well. He plays high. That is a bad habit that is formed by guys who have excelled at wide receiver their whole life. They never really learn how to fundamentally play the position. If you're burning guys, if you're cooking guys in high school and you're cooking guys in college, most coaches, unless they truly care about your development to the next level, and I don't know that Mr. Flyamley really does, and I don't see any reason why Malik Nabers would have changed a damn thing in high school. You don't get taught to sink the hips. You're just so naturally talented. You're cranking out numbers. Coaches get afraid to really dial in your mechanics. Malik Nabers plays tall. He plays high. When you are cooking everybody, that's fine. But at the next level, it's not. Malik's going to have to get coached up to figure out how to sink the hips, because that makes those snap routes more efficient. One of the concerns that I have had is Malik Nabers looks at and plays to the first line of defense. If you walk a press corner, Malik Nabers is excellent at getting by corner number one. He does not always pay attention to stack coverage. I'm talking if you have a secondary corner over the top. If you're going man zone on the outside, I'm going to put my best guy on you, and then I'm going to put help over the top. If you play cover three, and Malik Nabers is running a deep route into cover three defense, he does not always look and see both the safety and the mid safety, the strong side safety or whatever safety is on his side, and the over the top safety. He plays to a guy. And he dictates his routes based on a guy. That's going to get you killed at the NFL. Because where sinking the hips and running the 10 and in route would be open, he's looking, he goes, all right, I got my press guy beat. I'm going to run the post route. I'm going to go to the flagpole here. And what ends up happening is he's running down a diagonal route in between the seams. The quarterback sees him. But then the quarterback recognizes that there's a single high safety up top that Malik Nabers didn't see. And if Malik doesn't see him, he's going to run right into that coverage. Well, if I'm Justin Herbert, I can't throw to him. He has just removed himself as an available target. And now I got to lean on my other targets, who right now are Quentin Johnson, Josh Palmer, and Darius Davis. Not great, Bob. Not great. So Malik Nabers is going to have to get taught the ability to see the field. He's going to have to get taught the ability to look beyond the coverage man that's on you. There's a press guy on you. That's great. You are a top five National Football League draft pick, my man. We need you to understand that because you are a top five National Football League draft pick, you're not just going to have a guy covering you. There is always going to be somebody else in the backfield that have eyes on you. And I need you to learn how to see that, how to read that, how to diagnose that, and how to respond to that. Because I don't think you ever did at LSU. At LSU, he didn't. There was never that spot where he really had to worry about it. Somebody asked for a comp yesterday, Monday. I sat in on a pod, and somebody asked me a comp. I said, I don't think you need to go that far. You know who Malik Nabers is? He is a more physical Justin Jefferson, and he is a faster Ja'Marr Chase. He is a hybrid between Jason Jefferson, a pair of LSU receivers. I don't think he's necessarily as good at being physical as Ja'Marr Chase. I don't know that he's as fast as Justin Jefferson, but he's more physical than Justin Jefferson, and he's faster than Ja'Marr Chase. He's a hybrid of the two, and I think he will excel there. Texas said, Rob, what about the LA Chargers trading 5 and Herbert to New England at 3 for JJ, and then New England gets Malik? I'm going to tell you right now, I actually don't root against Jim Harbaugh. I don't have an issue with Jim Harbaugh.
Wow,
if Jim Harbaugh brings JJ McCarthy to LA with a top 10 pick, I will be out immediately. Immediately. Jim Harbaugh at that point has tanked this team before he puts on the headset for the first time. Unless he takes JJ McCarthy and they, you know, win that division and make a run and shock the hell out of us. But I can promise you, as a gambler, I'm not putting a red cent on that.
Talking about gamble, what a gamble that would be.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I don't remember the history, but I don't believe he has gone after his former players when he's been in. So he was, what, at Stanford, and then he went to the NFL?
Yep.
Did he draft a bunch of Stanford guys? I don't recall that happening.
He had a couple, but I don't think it was anything that was like break from the norm.
It was lower tier guys. It's not the – you're not going to
– It wasn't going to get J.J. McCarthy with the top 10 pick.
Yeah, I don't – I mean, obviously, I don't like where he coached, but he does live in an RV, which I still think is amazing. He's not going to do that.
No, he ain't going to do that. Here is
And I hope that wasn't a Michigan texter. That was – I mean, come on. Come on, you can't love the team that much that you don't see that that guy is probably not maybe you do.
All right, here's where you stand so far with the Rob Brown Show mock draft. We are going 16 picks today, 16 picks tomorrow. The Bears take Caleb Williams first overall. Jaden Daniels goes to the Commanders in pick 2. Drake May ends up a Patriot after pick number 3. Marvin Harrison Jr. begins the wide receiver run at pick 4 to Arizona. Malik Nabers off the board at number 5. In the next hour of the show, we are just making picks. We're going with the New York Football Giants at number 6. I know somewhere right now Chris Lewis is biting his fingernails. We'll tell you where they go next. I am Rob Brown, and reading the Sports Flash and doing it in a way that I need you to make sure your belt is up tight because it might knock your pants off is the great Melonzo.
Yeah, we retired that phrase when someone moved to Michigan. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Rangers took a 2-0 series lead over the Capitals with a 4-3 win. Washington's Alex Ovechkin remains pointless in the series. The Florida Panthers won an electric overtime game over Tampa, 3-2, taking a 2-0 series lead. The Avalanche upset the Jets on the road, winning 5-2, and tied the series at 1. The state of South Carolina got another champion last night as former South Carolina Gamecock Trick Williams defied the odds and defeated the Mad Dragon Ilya Dragunov to become the NXT champion. Congratulations from all of us here at the Rob Brown Show and maybe the fan. And, of course, whoop that trick. Hey, make sure you tune in tomorrow or join Wire to Wire as Cole Bryson and Diesel broadcast live from Dave & Buster's in Greenville. Come out and hang with the guys as they get you ready for the NFL draft.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.